231. How will he judge them? The conscience of every man shall be laid open before all, and not only will all deeds which he has ever done in his whole life upon earth be revealed, but also all the words he has spoken, and all his secret intentions and thoughts. The Lord shall come, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. 232. Will he then condemn us even for evil words or thoughts? Without doubt he will, unless we efface them by repentance, faith, and amendment of life. I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. 233. Will Jesus Christ soon come to judgment? We know not. Therefore we should live so as to be always ready. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 to 10. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. 234. Are there not, however, revealed to us some signs of the nearer approach of Christ's coming? In the Word of God, certain signs are revealed, as the decrease of faith and love among men, the abounding of iniquity and calamities, the preaching of the gospel to all nations, and the coming of Antichrist. Matthew chapter 24. 235. What is Antichrist? An adversary of Christ who will strive to overthrow the Christian faith, but instead of doing so shall himself come to a fearful end. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. 236. What is Christ's kingdom? Christ's kingdom is first the whole world, secondly all believers upon earth, thirdly all the blessed in heaven. The first is called the kingdom of nature, the second the kingdom of grace, the third the kingdom of glory. 237. Which of these is meant when it is said in the creed that of Christ's kingdom there shall be no end? The kingdom of glory.